This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. The first hour is going to be dedicated to economics and finance. And the second hour, we will be having KER Politics again take over that hour. Soon enough, probably in the new year, we will be having standalone shows. But as for right now, giving people a little diversity in what we are covering. To kick off the first hour, we're joined by Chris Martinson over at peakprosperity.com. I highly recommend checking out that website for a wealth of knowledge on many different factors, both economically and financially. Chris, there was a recent article that I read on your website that I found fascinating, and it dealt with an era of rising interest rates. Looking forward, we have the Fed meeting coming up next week. Everybody seems to accept that the Fed will be raising rates. We've even seen rates move up in yields in terms of treasury yields. But one thing that I think people aren't considering is, what if we are in an era of rising interest rates? What do we need to be aware of? What do we need to be concerned of? Do you care to share your thoughts?
Well, certainly. Now, we all know that a rising interest rate makes loans more expensive, and we understand that it's going to impact the auto market and the real estate market and places like that. So we do care, and everybody should care, about rising interest rates because, obviously, you know, when you have we just saw the 30-year benchmark mortgage go from about 3.3 to 4.3%. Doesn't sound like a lot. You know, it's maybe 80 basis points or so. But it means that an average person can afford 10% less house. And that has a big impact on real estate markets, and so we need to be aware of that. Now, with that said, the real question that's sitting here is, are we under a controlled rising environment, meaning the Fed's got the control and they're slowly letting the steam off and letting rates sort of come up carefully? Or are we in a case where the bond vigilante, that this almost extinct member of the financial universe, that these people and institutions that will sell bonds, even whether the Fed wants them to or not, and if that's creating the rising interest rate environment, that's a far more dangerous place to be. And so that's really the open question right now, is why are the interest rates going up, and what's at the heart of that?
You know, one thing I want to bring up to you, Chris, is a $10,000 bump in the average price of real estate, if that's in fact what you were saying, really is almost, in my mind, inconsequential. I mean, when you talk about houses that are selling for, you know, $700,000-$800,000, and the folks that, you know, the demographic that can afford those houses, I'm not really sure that $70,000-$80,000 is going to make a heck of a lot of difference to them. It might very well even bring some, if it does make a huge difference, which of course it could, it might bring some sanity to the real estate market, which is, I believe, bubbling again rather profusely.
Well, it is. House prices are back above their 2007 peak. The Fed would claim victory on that. The average homeowner would actually not claim victory. I mean, you know, theoretically, we all feel better because our houses are worth more on paper. But if you actually own a home and you haven't sold it, what does a more expensive home get you besides a good feeling? Well, it gets you higher property taxes, higher insurance costs because you're insuring a more expensive structure, and it just costs more for a first-time home buyer to get into that. That's where a lot of the pressure is building up, Al. So we're seeing, you know, 10% is a pretty big hit to that, you know, young couple. They're 30 years old. They're thinking about their first house, and all of a sudden they can afford 10% less house. Big deal. And we just saw in the Wall Street Journal today that this is going to be the first generation where half or less of 30-year-olds are going to be earning as much or more than their parents. Big, giant shift there where, again, the Fed has engineered this. They've done it with the miracle of lower interest rates. And in an era of rising interest rates, things get very interesting, possibly chaotic.
Well, what I find interesting too, Chris, is even in Canada, we have seen a bump up in mortgage rates. And that does end up putting pressure on the homeowner. But back to the discussion of why the Fed is raising interest rates, it all comes to if they're, like you said, leading the charge or actually behind the curve. And that's the biggest concern that I think people need to have. With all this talk about inflation spiking up, when the expectations that inflation might spike up, if the Fed's behind the curve on raising interest rates, there's some pretty severe consequences that can come into the market.
Well, absolutely, Corey, that's absolutely right. And I think the Fed is behind the curve. They have to raise at this next meeting because their credibility will be on the line. That's one thing. But the other is they're already behind the curve. Interest rates have already gone up. And if the Fed doesn't follow along, they will be revealed to be not in control of the situation. That's even worse. So it's kind of like they have to raise the rates and say, see, we did it. And in truth, what's happening is rates are rising all on their own. And that's something people should be alert to, because if interest rates spike here, it's going to throw a lot of assets and even sovereign nations into some pretty big difficulties.
Well, I think some of the big difficulties are also going to be realized here in the United States. I mean, a 1% bump in the interest rate, which probably won't happen very quickly, but, you know, that would be a goal down the road. With a 1%, even a 0.5% bump in the interest rate, the Fed can't afford to service its debt. The implications of that, to me, are pretty significant, Chris.
Well, yes, and that's, of course, the mathematical endpoint to any of this is when you can't service your debt any longer and you have to borrow money just to pay the interest payments. That's a place that Venezuela got into most recently. It's the death spiral that happens when you've gone too far. To put a number on it, Japan right now, if their interest rates in Japan got to just 2%, which is where it was at 6% for almost all of history. If it just got to 2% in Japan, 100% of their tax revenues just go to debt payment, interest payments, and then they have to borrow just to fund the government and interest payments, and it's lights out. So Japan can't afford even to get to 2%, and that's why it really matters, the thing to really keep your eye on, do the central banks have this under control? Because if the Central Bank of Japan loses it and interest rates get away from them, it literally is lights out for the Japanese currency as the next step.
That's a scary thought there, Chris, and an interesting stat that you bring up. But now let's just assume that the central banks are behind the curve as we go into 2017. What can people do to protect themselves from falling into the trap of all of a sudden seeing their debt or interest payments rise and then seeing their stock accounts fall?
Well, you know, the usual things would be if you're going to take out a mortgage, fix it and, you know, get that locked in. You know, whether you were at 3.3 or 4.2, I mean, these are historically exceedingly low rates. And I think people should just be aware that asset prices are hinged off of interest rates and have be defensive. This is something I'm counseling a lot of people, is to be defensive and take money off the table if you can. And just sit back and watch what's happening, because it's a little uncertain right now.
What do you think will provide some more certainty out there? What are some of the factors that you're watching the most closely to get a bit of a grasp on what could be ahead for us?
Well, I'm tracking all kinds of things. Certainly, I'm watching what's unfolding in Europe. I think the direction of the euro is critically important to track here. It's an open experiment that's maybe run into trouble with the Italy vote for sure. The Portuguese bonds are starting to climb. It says that Europe itself has got some issues going forward. But again, China's got some issues as well. Here's the thing that's really not being talked about, I think, broadly enough, is that we've gotten ourselves into the whole world into a really big, uncertain territory, and there isn't a good plan for how we're going to get out. So watch the news, be educated, understand the context of why this is all happening, and then you will be more prepared than the next person.
Absolutely, Chris. It's an interesting time that we are in, and it's actually been an interesting road down to this position. And now that things might be turning, we really don't know what's in store. So having people like you on the show do wonders to help people stay informed. Chris, thanks for your time. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition, bringing on a guest that we chatted with earlier in the week, regarding gold. If anybody wants a follow-up or wants to listen to that interview, quite simply, come to our website, kereport.com. That interview was posted on Thursday. I have on the line with me Ned Schmidt, the author of Agri-Food Value View, the newsletter that he writes that is focused on the agricultural industry. And Ned, when we were chatting off mic, you were explaining to Doc and I how you thought that the agricultural industry is setting up for a new bull market just in terms of some of the recent moves you've been seeing. Please explain.
Okay, 2016 through June to October was a disaster in agriculture. We saw oversupply in prices. We saw prices pushed too low in grains, which created some problems we don't have time to talk about. My agricultural commodity index, which has 18 commodities in it, hit a major bear market low on October 7th. And it looks like what I call an inverted parabolic curve. In simple terms, what that means is it looks like a picture of panic selling. The selling becomes more intense as the price go down. So we put a low in October 7th in the index. It is now up 17% from that low. And let's go ahead and use the 20% arbitrary rule from a low is a bull, new bull market. So it's getting close to that. Now, remember, an index masks a lot of what's going on in it. And so let's look at the individual commodities that make up that index, the 18 commodities. All of them have made major bear market lows this year in the last 5 months. And if we look at current prices relative to those bear market lows, the average gain has been 28%. So on average, the prices of individual commodities are up 28% from the lows. An average is always a problem because you have some big winners that can mask it. Like U.S. egg prices are up 170% from the low. But if we look at the individual commodities, 7 of the 18 are now in up more than 20% from their lows. That's 40%. There's another 2 or 3 that are within a percent of that rule. So we're seeing major moves at the individual commodities level. For example, corn, which has been a worry all year, U.S. cash corn made a low at the end of August. Now, it's only up 10%, but 10% move in a commodity is fairly big. And what's been driving it is global demand. Every week, the USDA publishes a report on how much was exported in the grains. Our corn exports are up 75% from a year ago. Wheat. Now, every analyst I read is bearish on wheat. Our exports are up 40% this year. There shouldn't be anybody buying wheat, but it's up 40%. Soybeans are up 25%. So what we're seeing is global demand extremely strong, some of the strongest we've ever seen. And we're seeing it coming from new markets. We're seeing it come from Africa. Sub-Saharan Africa is the fastest growing corn import market in the world. And about the third one is Northern Africa.
Why is that, Ned? Why are those such standouts right now?
It turns out that Sub-Saharan Africa has a high, stable economic growth rate in real terms. Africa is one of the best growing regions around because it's a good growth rate and it's much more stable. Now remember, that's for the whole region. And it's the biggest market now for U.S. chicken imports. So what they've got is their incomes are rising. Their ability to produce food is almost capped. And so as their incomes rise, they don't have any choice but to import chickens and grains to feed livestock. So we're seeing a lot of markets outside of what everybody focuses on, China, come back in the market. Now, the other thing that's telling us to be more optimistic on ag prices is the ag stocks. Remember, the stock market discounts ahead It is the collective wisdom of millions of investors, and it's saying ag is going to be better. The ag stocks this year through yesterday are up 18% this year. S&P is up 10, and the NASDAQ composite is up 8. The ag stocks have done twice as good as the NASDAQ 100. Some of the stocks that we've been looking in that sector, FMC has been one of my top picks all year. It's up 49% this year. John Deere, 35. AGCO, 30. One I still like, Wilmar International, is up 24%. And what really lit its fire was when Deere reported his third quarter. Better than expected, better outlook than expected, and the stock was up over $10 that day. It turns out that was the fifth most heavily shorted stock in the U.S. Now, Corey, somehow we need to explain to your readers, listeners, you do not short stocks like John Deere. That is not a candidate. You just don't. I mean, this company has been around 100 years. This is not their first commodity cycle. And that's consistent. So the returns in these stocks have been better than people expected. They're still underowned. And there's some structural opportunities. And that's what FMC was. And that's what I generally looked at. ADM and BG, which has suddenly exploded, are grain movers. They collect grains from farmers, and they ship them to somebody around the world. That volume gain this year is going to feed through their financial statements.
So overall, it sounds like you're seeing a change, not only in demand, but also in investor sentiment towards this sector. Investors who were short some of the major companies are not only covering some of those shorts, but you're also seeing new investors come into the markets and drive these stocks higher. We only have about a minute left, Ned, but your outlook for 2017 onward, any in particular commodities or agricultural commodities that you like, or is this just a general broad play for you?
I think that corn is going to be the surprise. I'm always hesitant to pick a favorite in animal proteins because that's like betting on red or black sometimes. But I think that there's two stocks people look at, and maybe we can talk about it next time, is Wilmar International and JBSAY, which is the ADR for JBS, the world's largest meat company.
All right, Ned. Very interesting comments. I know a lot of our listeners have been interested in the agricultural sector, and you having written this newsletter for a number of years, you're kind of our resident expert.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back here with the first hour of the weekend edition. Al and I are joined by Dana Lyons, fund manager based in Chicago. Dana runs a free blog that you can check out some of his charts. You can also check out my401kpro.com for a more subscriber-based type of analysis from Dana. Now, Dana, we are chatting off mic, and I visit your site every day, and I noticed this week you were writing a lot about volatility. We touched on it throughout the week when volatility, the VIX more specifically, dropped below 12 points. I believe that was Wednesday. And then we saw a turnaround. We're recording this near the end of the day on Thursday, and we're seeing volatility start to climb. Right now, right around 13 points, and it's climbing in the face of the U.S. markets continuing to do well. You did some research on what happens in December when we see the VIX spike and compared that to the potential of a Santa Claus rally. Your results showed that, you know what, we might be set up for a continued move higher in the U.S. markets. Care to explain, please?
Sure. Thanks, Corey. In the past few years, we actually, 2014 and 15, we took a look at, because of what was going on, we took a look at what happens to stocks when we get significant spikes in the VIX early in the month. And almost invariably, you know, going back to the inception of the VIX in 86, we've seen rallies into the end of the year. It was like something like 44 out of 44 days had seen gains in stocks after a spike in early December in the VIX. I think 2014 we might have had a couple days that broke that streak, but it was overwhelmingly positive. Then on Tuesday this week, We saw the VIX actually hit a three-month low. So we wanted to take the opposite tack and look what happens to stocks going into the end of the year when the VIX is, it drops significantly or hits a three-month low, which it did. And to our somewhat surprise, it wasn't the opposite of what we saw with the spikes in the VIX. It was kind of the same thing. We saw when the VIX hits a three-month low within about the first half of December, which it did on Tuesday. It's happened 29 days before, previously, going back to 1986, and the S&P 500 closed higher at 27 out of those 29 days. So it's half dozen one, six of the other. You know, spikes in VIX in December and drops in VIX in December are both end up being pretty positive for stocks. So I guess that just tells you that December is a pretty positive month historically for stocks. Now we got, as you mentioned yesterday, we had a kind of a different type of symbol signal from the VIX. We had, obviously another strong rally in stocks, but the VIX actually did an about face and actually jumped about 3.5%, despite the fact that the S&P rose a percent also. Now, this kind of is sort of spitting out a different signal. We're wondering what happens, when stocks and the VIX rise significantly. And with the caveat that the S&P is at or close to an all-time high. What we found out under similar situations in the past was that the majority of the time, probably a third to three-quarters of the time, we've seen stocks drop over the next month to 2 months after seeing, kind of the VIX turn around and start rallying along with stocks. So we wondered, with both volatility and stocks rising, which one's going to blink. Our guess is that in the short term, that stocks will blink and probably pause here and see volatility rise a little bit. But again, the end of December stats are pretty compelling. And on top of that, you have an overwhelming number of positive factors lining up for stocks over the intermediate term. So that's the long and short of the VIX.
Got a question about the long and the short of the market for you, Dana, and that is we've had some tremendous increases in the conventional markets, record highs as of a couple of days ago. Anyway, it was 12 out of the last total days since Trump was elected president. The various indices closed at record highs. Right now, we're just kind of treading water as we're recording this thing. The Dow is pretty stable, up about 60. NASDAQ is also fairly stable, up about 12.5. And the S&P is also stable, up only about 5 points. I personally think that the rationale behind a lot of what's happening in the markets is a huge sense of optimism that has evolved the United States since Trump was elected. Would you agree with that?
I would say that's probably an accurate statement, because we've seen moves that aren't necessarily what we call organic type moves.
Right.
We had a setup in where I think Corey and I spoke just before the election, maybe, where we were getting to that point where we were getting a little bit oversold, where we had worked off some of the excesses of the late summer, early fall, and we had worked off a fair amount of that, but our indicators were still firmly pointing down, signaling there's still a fair amount of risk going into the election. Then we had obviously the overnight, we had futures limit down the night of the election, and we thought we were going to get that risk pretty much washed out there. And then since that, we basically opened up higher almost the next day, and we've had that moonshot ever since. So it's kind of been a strange move where we didn't get that downside move finished like we conventionally do. So the move since, as you mentioned, has been a kind of an odd one, and kind of suggestive of, you know, exogenous forces coming into play. And while we're loath to apply narratives and whatnot to the market moves, we prefer just to stick with price and the data and the statistics and whatnot. Sometimes we do come across these kinds of moves that it'll leave your head, you know, you scratching your head a little bit. And in those circumstances, it's usually something outside outside of the market. And in this case, it's a plausible scenario that, you know, just with the results of the election, there's just a groundswell or shift in market sentiment that's caused this move over the last month.
Dana, really quick, before we wrap this up, what do you think the chances are of the markets moving up almost parabolically?
Well, some of them have moved up parabolically. You look at the financials and a couple of the other markets that have been the quote-unquote winners of the Trump trade. You've absolutely seen parabolic. You've seen multiple standard deviation of moves above anything we've seen in years. So, As far as price would be concerned, there's nothing negative about that, nothing negative about making new highs. It's hard to get in and chase that right here, but there are a number of other positive factors going on. You had the new NYC advanced decline line go to new highs yesterday, so it's not only the parabolic type blow-off moves that are marking positives in the market right now. You have a pretty broad array of things lining up for stocks in the intermediate term.
Well, Dana, all I can say is that as optimistic as everybody is right now for Trump to be taking office, we even saw that with consumer confidence numbers that keep on coming in at extremely high levels. I sure hope that Trump can satisfy these expectations when he does actually enter office. Dana Lyons, fund manager in Chicago, thanks as always for your time. Everybody stick around, we're going to be right back.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. I hope everybody has enjoyed our economic and investing discussion so far. We've covered a number of different markets, and in this segment, we are going to focus on resources and more or less resource stocks in particular. I have joining us in this segment Joe Mazumdar. He is Brent Cook's partner over at Exploration Insights. And Joe, I haven't had you on the show in the last couple weeks, because you've been on the road, really all over the world, but you visited one area that I do want to focus on, and that is Colombia. There's been a lot of news recently about an agreement with the FARC, and then the agreement that fell through, and then the potential of another agreement for some sort of a peace accord. Plus, we have seen some news out of a couple companies, including Continental, that are working in Colombia and actually getting some stuff done. So, just as an initial comment, what's your takeaway from your recent trip to Colombia?
Thanks for the invitation. Regarding Colombia, we were invited down there to do a keynote presentation for the Colombian Gold Symposium. And the Gold Symposium is run by Paul Harris of the Colombian Gold, writes the Colombia Gold Letter. And so he wanted to bring together companies, government people, and just to get a discussion going. And this is with the inaugural Gold Symposium. So as we went down there, you know, we're looking at trying to do something for the locals in terms of presentation. I talked about an investor's perspective from the outside looking into Colombia. So in terms of risk and reward, the reward is basically the metal endowment of the country, you know, the prospectivity of the country that, you know, that not everybody could access because of the security and terrorism issues. But as I looked at the risks, I mean, if we're okay with the reward, if we know that there's projects down there that people want to build and are economic even at today's commodity prices, which was proved, you know, you got Continental there, you've got BHP with Cerro Matoso, a big nickel project down there, you got coal operations. There are projects down there that make sense for majors, mid-tiers. You got Red Eagle with their San Ramon gold project, which was permitted in construction and now just finished, I believe, their second pour. So things are happening in Colombia, but in terms of the risk side, The issues have been a lot about security and terrorism, and one of those, like you were talking about, Corey, was the FARC trying to demilitarize the FARC and get a peace agreement there. That peace agreement will not be taken to a referendum. That'll go through Congress, where the current government's got the majority. So that one will go through, but it'll still take a time to demilitarize certain areas. But that will probably increase the prospectivity of Colombia, because that'll give them access to areas that they didn't have access to before. And which is interesting because, you know, this porphyry copper gold belt towards the south, where AngloGold Ashanti had Tierra Dona, they were talking about, there was a VP of exploration there from AngloGold Ashanti, talking about intersections of 850 meters or over of 1% copper with almost a gram gold. And so, you know, they're looking at this as a tier one asset now. And so prospectivity is there. Now we need access. The other issue that they have is the Supreme Court has been setting precedents that the government doesn't like and is against the mining industry right now. And so that's thrown a little bit of a wrench in the machine of actually gaining concessions and getting permits. So Colombia is still a bit of a mix in terms of risk and reward. The reward, I believe, is there. If you really want to get into Colombia right now, I'd say the two best areas remain Department of Antioquia, where San Ramon got permitted, and so did Buritica. And to the north, Department of Cordoba, where you have the Cerro Matoso open pit nickel mine and some coal operations, where Cordoba Minerals, which is one company we own, are looking for copper gold porphyries there. So you could take a look at it, and just like any country, look, there's some good areas now and some other areas that are not so good. But as the peace agreement with the FARC get resolved, those other areas may open up.
So, Joe, in your experience, when you look at these countries that have a lot of potential just due to the lack of exploration that has happened in Colombia for many different reasons that you've outlined, when you're looking at maybe dabbling at investing in a couple companies, you like to stick to the ones that are already in that country, already have some sort of a property and maybe some relations with the governments. Those might be some of the safer bets in your eyes.
Yes, I mean, anytime you look at any company, you'd like to get a management team with relevant experience, not only relevant experience in the geological model and the type of deposit that they're looking for, but also relevant experience in the area or the jurisdiction that they're working in. So with, let's say, Cordoba Minerals, we have, you know, a team that's actually based out of Medellin, not far from the project. So they have their exploration people right there. San Ramon, obviously, Red Eagle's got the same there, and so does Continental Gold. So you want people that have been there for a long time, know the ins and outs of permitting, know the ins and outs of dealing with the locals. You don't want somebody to come in from somewhere else and just get some property, because then you're going to be paying them to learn on the job. You want people with relevant experience, and they know not only where to go, they know where not to go.
All right, good comments there, Joe. That does make sense. And Colombia is an area that does interest me. There just are a lot of question marks in my eyes, many of which you address, but hey, you still need to be extraordinarily selective when moving into a country like Colombia. Let's now talk about what you and Brent are thinking as we move into the new year. We've had, obviously, a fairly significant pullback from that very nice run that we experienced in the precious metals, and even more so in the stocks, in about the first half of the year. As you're looking to other investments or other recommendations in exploration insights, what's your guys' outlook on what we could be seeing for stocks and where maybe the value is?
Like, in terms of the macro underpinning of what we're looking at right now, is there's still a lot of uncertainty with the change in the presidency and a lot of other elections and referendums that are going on globally that will impact commodities and FX rates that we really can't give anybody an opinion on, because we don't really know.
Hey, quite frankly, everybody has an opinion, but that doesn't make it valuable.
But I mean, you know, people don't pay us to opine on this sort of stuff. But if I had to look at it and say, okay, what would I invest in? One thing that you could always be sure of is quality. And what you'd want to point out is companies like Ivanhoe in copper and, you know, in base metals. You've got, Arizona Mining and zinc. If you find a company with a quality deposit in a decent mining jurisdiction that, you know, that have other mines there, that people are willing to go into that country, then that's a quality play that will gain, you know, be accretive for you in medium to long term, because regardless of the cycle, these are the deposits that will get built. And so you always want those. And if they're cheap and everything else is going down and they're going down with them, you want to pick up more of those. So in terms of one thing, no matter what the price is, you can always count on those if you can find one. And then on the other side, if you think that the gold price or the commodity prices, whatever you're looking at, are oversold, then you might look at, you know, doing some short-term trades with respect to, you know, a month to 3 months, and looking at a price appreciation going into the new year or beyond the new year into January, February, pre-PDAC. And if you're looking at that, you might look at leverage. I mean, because we know that the gold price might, you know, it was for a time up 15 to 20%, and the GDXJ was up, I don't know, 150%+, and now it might be up 10%, and the GDXJ might be up 70% to 80%. But that's still a lot of leverage for these junior miners. And so if you look at it from that perspective, you know, you want to get it while everybody else is not looking at it. This might be a good opportunity to pick up some stuff.
Okay, Joe, real quick, I want to ask you one more question. How important is cash in your eyes for these companies?
It's absolutely important, because if you're looking at a leverage play and they don't have very much money, the first thing they're going to do after January, in the first week of January, is look for money. And so your leverage play could be severely hampered if they don't have the working capital right now.
Now, what about some of those companies that point to the warrants that are in the money and say, look at this money that we can generate from warrants? Is that beneficial?
Yeah, warrants is nice, but I mean, that's still going to be dilution, depending where the where you're trading right now and where you need to get your price.
All right, Joe, always enjoyable chatting with you. I highly recommend people check out Joe and Brent's newsletter, Exploration Insights. We're going to be right back with the second hour of the Weekend Edition.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.